In about 1 week, or more accurately, 5 days and 16 hours, is the ordination mass for the priesthood for the Archdiocese of St. Louis. But, you know, who's counting? I mean, other than maybe Deacon George. He and six other transitional deacons will be ordained to the sacred priesthood for St. Louis this year. And for us, in recent years, that is kind of a big number. Now, we as Catholics, we sometimes just take it for granted that we have priests. We don't always think about why that's important or what the big deal is. So let's take a moment now and think about that. Why do we have priests? A short and quick answer would be that we see in sacred scripture that the early church had priests. And so, we, being the same church as the early church, we also have priests. And we can see that in scripture in multiple places. And a couple of examples would be 1 Timothy chapter 5, 17, and Titus chapter 1, verse 5. Now, some translations may say elder or presbyter. In fact, we see the word elder used in our first reading today. It says from the Acts of the Apostles in our first reading, they appointed elders for them in each church, and with prayer and fasting commended them to the Lord. Now in Greek, the word elder is actually presbyteros. And if you translate that into Latin, it's very close to presbyter, and if you translate that into English, it comes out priest. And so perhaps a better English translation would be the one that we see in the Douay Rheims translation, where the same verse says, and when they had ordained to them priests in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord. So, okay, the early church had priests, we have priests. What makes them so special? What's the big deal? Well, the ministerial priests are ordained to serve. We're here for all of you. And that's a great gift from God. Jesus provided his church with a way for us to know that he is giving us his grace. And he does that through the sacraments. And the primary ministers of the sacraments are the priests. And this is a very good thing because we are sensible creatures. We know things by sensing them. We see it happening and then we know that it's there. And so God, knowing how he created us, gave us the sacraments and gave us priests as instruments of his grace and of his mercy. So if we wanted to take an example, if we were concerned about our sins and we wanted to know with certainty that we were forgiven, how is it that we as Catholics do that? Well, we would go to the sacrament of confession. And we know that we receive the forgiveness of God, the grace of God, when we hear Jesus through the lips of his priest say, I absolve you of your sins. Then we sense it. And through our senses, we know that the spiritual effect has taken place. That's why he gave us the sacraments, so we can see the physical signs in order to grant us that grace. Now, someone might object and say, well, how do we know that Jesus gave that authority to the priests? How do we know that he made the priests so that they can be instruments of his mercy like that? Well, again, we can turn to sacred scripture. And there's two places that seem to make it rather explicit. And that would be John chapter 20, verse 23, where Jesus says, who sins you forgive are forgiven. And then there's also Matthew 18, 18, where he says, what you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And those seem to indicate rather clearly that he's talking to his apostles. He's giving them this authority to speak on his behalf and to forgive sins. And so they, being the first priests, they are instruments of his mercy. Now someone might also object, well, okay, he gave it to the apostles. How then do we know that the priests of today have that same authority? How do we know that they're able to do that too? Why doesn't it just stop with the apostles? Well, because in sacred scripture we see what the apostles are doing. They are ordaining more priests. They are ordaining bishops. They are transmitting or handing on this ability, this power that they had. And we see that in multiple places. Some of them include Acts 6:6, Acts 13:3, and 2 Timothy 1:6. We also see at the beginning of Acts, Acts 1, verses 25 to 26, where St. Matthias takes the place of Judas as one of the 12. And so he has the same authority, the same power that Judas would have had if Judas stuck around instead of giving up. So what we see is that they are passing this authority on. And so that's a great gift. We see that going from one generation to the next. We see it in sacred scripture. But even where scripture leaves off, we can look at early church history and we can see that there are bishops. And that these bishops, they are continuing the process of holy orders, the sacrament of ordination. And they're transmitting the sacred power to act on behalf of Christ to priests as well. Oh, and of course, deacons. They have deacons too. But there's none of them here, so we don't need to worry about that. So what do we do about this? Okay, we have priests, they're important, they're a means of Jesus giving us grace. How should we respond to that? Well, first and foremost, we should be grateful. We should be grateful that the God of the universe knows us so well and loves us so much that he would give us priests to be his instruments so that we would have the grace of God given to us with certainty. That we can know the grace is given because we're seeing it happen. Through physical signs, we know that these spiritual gifts are being granted. So we should be thankful. Thankful in our individual prayer, and thankful to the men who have said yes to the call to the priesthood. Saying thank you to them, because becoming a priest is not a popular choice these days. And not very many people are supportive in that process either. And so the men who have said yes, we should say thank you to them for saying yes to the call of God to becoming priests. Now someone might object and say, well, not all priests are good priests. And unfortunately, that's true. There have been some priests who have abused their authority and their power. But that brings me to the second point. We need to pray for our priests. Yes, they have been given this special mission. They've been given this special power by God. But they're still human beings. They still need the help of God's grace to do what is truly right and just. And so we need to pray for our priests, that they be good priests, and that they carry out the mission entrusted to them, that they carry that out well. We should also pray that young men who are being called to the priesthood would be given the grace and the strength to say yes to that, to say yes to that call. We should also be praying for the priests who have granted us the sacraments, have been that instrument of grace for us. We should pray for the priests here at Ascension, because we are trying to help you and bring you closer to God, but we need the help of God's grace too. And we need all of you to intercede on our behalf. So please pray for us priests here at Ascension, that we may serve you well. Thirdly, it's important to encourage young men to consider the possibility of priesthood. Like I said before, it's not a popular choice. And it's difficult sometimes for young men to say yes. But if God is calling a young man to the priesthood, there is nothing that would make him happier and nothing that would make him more fulfilled than saying yes to God and following him the way that he is being called. But they oftentimes need encouragement. They oftentimes need to be reminded that they might be called by God. And so parents and godparents and grandparents, I invite you to encourage your sons, your godsons, and your grandsons to consider the possibility of a call to the sacred priesthood. Sometimes they may have that call, but without the support of friends and family, they're not going to follow through with it. So we need to encourage them. And any young man who's taking his faith seriously should also seriously consider the possibility of a call to the sacred priesthood. So again, going back to the original question, why do we have priests? Well, we have priests because Jesus gave them to us. We have priests because that's what the early church has, and we are the same church as what we find in Holy Scripture. We have priests because there's an unbroken chain of ordination from one generation to the next, all the way up to today. We have priests so that we can have certainty that God's grace is being given to us. And so we should respond with gratitude, with thanksgiving to God for giving us priests, thanksgiving to the men who have said yes to the priesthood. We should pray for priests, that they may be strengthened to follow God as they ought and to serve the people of God as they ought. And we should encourage young men to consider the possibility of priesthood. And so I encourage and invite all of you to do all three of those things in this week. And those three things, again, give thanks, pray for priests, and encourage young men to consider the priesthood. And in this next moment of silence, in particular, let us pray for those seven men, especially Deacon George Staley, since he was assigned to our parish and has served us well. Let us pray for them so that as they are being ordained next weekend, that they may become good and excellent priests in service of God and in service of the people of God. And let us do this as we are preparing ourselves to encounter Jesus Christ in the most holy Eucharist.